Happy Thursday, everyone, right? Today's Thursday. My days are all screwed up. Hope you're all doing well. Alan Jacoby, welcome to the Great Divide Podcast. It has been a while since I have done a solo show. Usually I'm on with my co-host, James Curry, or Saturday mornings I'm on with the boys from Steak for Breakfast, but it's me alone. It has been an interesting couple weeks. The flu has run rampant through my household for the Christmas holiday. We really didn't have a Christmas. We were homebound, couchbound, bedbound, 103 fevers out for everybody. It wasn't the China flu. It was, you know, the flu. But back almost 100%. You know, still feeling the remnants of it. But I mean, I'm going to my local pharmacist when, you know, my daughter and my wife are home dying. I'm dying. I'm going into CVS and all the cold and flu medication are wiped out. Never seen anything like it before. Even the pharmacist was like, yeah, this is wild. There's nothing left in the store. Pediatric cold medicine, all over the counter stuff, just wiped out. So many people were sick. I hope none of you were sick, but if you were, I hope you're feeling better and you had a Merry Christmas. My Christmas is officially going to be next weekend. We have the new year coming, a lot going on. Facebook has completely shadow banned the page, 42,000 followers, and the viewership is just, you know, people aren't getting notified that the going live or the post. So if you are watching on Facebook, especially, I ask you, please smash the share button, share it to whatever groups you're in, share it to your page so people see it. And hopefully we can break the algorithm and get the viewership back up. But of course, always live on Rumble. I'd almost prefer people to start a Rumble account that's free and subscribe over there. So we're live there, live on Getter, and of course the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. And you'll be able to get the audio version of all of my shows on every podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all the good stuff like that. So anyway, there's a lot going on, and I am disgusted with Republicans, always disgusted with Democrats, it's disgusted with the establishment GOP. The uniparty hates you. If you follow me on Twitter, and well, if you don't follow me on Twitter, get me on Twitter, Alan Jacoby 1776, and it's A-L-A-N. It's the only right way to spell Alan. Alan Jacoby 1776 on Twitter. We know Twitter's been on fire since Elon Musk took over Twitter. A lot of things have changed over there. My following has doubled on Twitter. I was not a big Twitter user before Elon came in. And I'm not a huge Elon fan. I'm not saying he saved the world and saved social media. I will say, however, I like what he is doing. Thanks, Iowa. Iowa's in the house. Hello to you. We see Texas in the house. A lot of people along all over the chats. I see you. So chat away. You got questions, whatever it is. I will see you. In the chats, Rumble and Facebook especially. I just have to go back and check Getter once in a while. So, yeah. And I do have to, I will say, since I've had the flu, I've been spazzing out a little bit. The brain fog has been unbelievable. I'll be in the middle of a thought. You know, I'm 43 years old, and I'm like, am I getting senile? Am I getting Alzheimer's here? Like, what the hell was I just talking about? Like, it just happened to me. Just a second ago, it just happened to me. So, I'm tired of, especially the last few weeks, the Republican Party. I've been talking about this a lot on shows recently, even before I was sick and, you know, coming back and getting into the swing of things. The Republican Party is so fractured in so many different ways. I feel like we're going in 5, 6, 7, 10 different directions. Whether it be from your firebrand members of Congress that have their following and their influence and they're pulling their supporters this way and pulling their supporters that way. You have the Speaker of the House battle. Who's going to be Speaker of the House? I am not a fan of Kevin McCarthy. Ha! See? There I go again. We'll get back to that in a minute. Twitter has been great. I have not been a big Twitter user since Elon Musk now took it over. I like what he's doing. Not a fan, a huge fan of him completely. But I noticed that the reach on Twitter has been unbelievable. The engagement on Twitter has been unbelievable. And like I said, my following went from like I don't know, when I got back on, I think I only had like 2,200 followers. Now I'm like at 4,200 followers in the matter of a couple weeks that I've been heavily engaged on it. So Twitter is nice. I love Truth Social. I'm on Truth Social at the Great Divide podcast. Truth Social, it is an echo chamber. There are people on there who are not conservatives, but are more on there for the trolling aspect to just try to get a rise out of everybody and not have meaningful discussions. And I actually, believe it or not, since engaging in Twitter and have been, and I troll, I troll liberals all the time. I troll. I'm a big troller of Bette Midler and Rob Reiner, Meathead. I love trolling them on Twitter. They have not blocked me yet. I think it's going to be coming soon, but I do troll them a lot. I have been blocked by a lot of left-wing journalists who call themselves journalists. You know, they're supposed to embrace free speech, and I'm not attacking them. I'm asking them questions. I'm pointing things out to them. And instead of engaging with me, little old me, they'll, you know, and they have their hundreds of thousands of followers, they'll just choose to block me. They don't want to engage. I guess there's a reason they don't want to engage. So now we have the uniparty. We have these Republicans running around, and even conservative influencers, you know, like podcasters, your Charlie Kirks, your Jack Posobiec, your Dan Bongino's. Everybody has their click and their followings, and it's like they're being pulled everywhere. And there's no unification in the Republican Party. There's absolutely none. There's a lot of establishment GOP politic bullshit going on, I'll tell you that. Meaning is bending the knee to just the narrative, not America first, holding on to that power in the establishment, the Kevin McCarthy's, the Mitch McConnell's, which I despise both of them. Both of them need to go. I am not a supporter of Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House. And I know I get that, but Marjorie Taylor Greene is supporting him. Well, I'm not a big supporter of Marjorie Taylor Greene these days either. She has her own agenda. She's looking for that oversight committee spot, and she will do anything and everything to get it and bend the knee, if not both, to Kevin McCarthy and other people in the GOP establishment. Not a big fan. I don't know who should be Speaker. There's rumors rumbling now that Lee Zeldin, outgoing congressman, could be a good candidate for Speaker. It's going to come down to votes. Who can whip the votes? Who's going to be able to get the 218 votes? It's going to be crazy. But rest assured, we will not have a Democrat as House Speaker, even if we do retain, even though we have and are retaining the majority, because there is no Democrat that will get the 218 needed votes to be Speaker of the House. It's just the math isn't there. You'd need however many Republicans, close to 10 or whatever the actual number is, and you're not going to get that. It's going to be someone. We don't know who, but the party is in disarray. And I went from having real confidence in the 118th incoming Congress that things are going to maybe start to happen. We're going to start seeing some good legislation come about, at least attempt good legislation, because, of course, we only have the House. We don't have the Senate, obviously don't have the executive branch. But we do we have the majority, slim majority. It's not a big one. I wasn't expecting a red wave. I've said that. But what are we doing? Because you're not getting all these Republicans to agree and vote the same way. It's not happening right now. Everybody's at each other's throats. And we have this whole big saga going on. If you haven't heard it, it's a congressman who is actually from my area, who I am friends with, proud to say I'm friends with, ran for Congress in a heavy Democrat stronghold. Biden won the district. I forget what the margin was. It was held by a Democrat for a long, long, long time, and it was flipped by an 8-point margin. 8 points, George Santos. Oh, that's a horrible name now. It's a horrible name to say, George Santos. He's like the evil stepchild of the GOP. And of course, I'm talking about where I am in Nassau County, Long Island, New York. New York, District 3, Congressman-elect George Santos, who did in fact lie on his professional resume and his bio about graduating from college, don't care. Something about a grandmother or something, maybe being a Holocaust survivor, don't care. Jews are in an uproar, and I'm part Jewish. You could all shut up and stop getting offended. And you know, the jobs he held, and there was a rumor he was a criminal in Brazil, which that's debunked. The point is, this guy, who I feel is a very, very genuine individual where his heart is, America first, wants to legislate and vote America first, George Santos. And I believe it. I've had conversations with him. I've supported him financially in his campaign and other ways. I think he's a great guy. He's going to make a great congressman. Here's the problem. Here is my problem with the establishment GOP. They all want him to resign. People that, so Long Island, all four congressional districts are all Republican, okay? It's we've had this little red wave on Long Island. And other congressmen who just got elected into this Congress, who I also am very friendly with, are putting these statements out about his lying should be condemned. Okay, don't disagree there. Nobody should lie. But let's get off the high horse for a minute. Let's everybody get off the politicians lying, you're in politics, lying high horse, and just shut up for a second, put a pin in that. To another fresh incoming freshman congressman saying he not only has to resign, but there should be criminal investigations. There should be ethics investigations. For what? For what? You know, what crimes are we accusing him of? What crimes has he committed? And why is colleague Republicans now going after this individual? What is everybody afraid of? Why is the establishment GOP trying to bury one of their own when we have such a slim majority? Because he lied where he went to school? Because he lied because he didn't work directly for Goldman Sachs or Chase Manhattan Bank or wherever the hell these financial institutions that he rattled off are, but his firm that he either owned or worked for did work with them and for them? Let's stop the bullshit, okay? Think about what Democrats do brilliantly is they always have each other's backs. They always circle the wagons. That's probably why they win a lot. Of course, cheating as well. But they know how to play lawfare. They do it very well. They're brilliant at cheating. They're brilliant at covering for each other. Okay? And lately, I feel like they're just looking at the Republican Party saying, look at this gang of misfits. Look at them eating each other alive. I can't wait for George Santos. Cannot wait for him to get sworn into the 118th Congress. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for these people who are calling for him to be buried under the jail. Okay? He didn't commit any crimes. For them to have to refer to him as Representative Santos. That I can't wait for. Okay? They're making him seem like he's the next George Soros. He's a young guy. He's ambitious. And how many politicians out there faked it till they made it? I mean, let's really look at that. How many people? Find me a politician that's never lied. Find me a politician that never lied. And make sure that you can't find any lies because I'm going to dig and find a lie. Okay? We're not talking about committing crimes and lying that they didn't commit them, and it's obvious. Where everybody lied. Ilhan Omar lied. There's accusations that she married her brother for citizenship and that she has heavy ties with terrorist groups who have heavy ties with ISIS, and she's a sitting congresswoman. Richard Blumenthal, senator out of Connecticut, lied about his military service in Vietnam. Didn't even go. He lied about it. Probably the richest senator in the Senate, by the way, worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, lied about her heritage, about being a Native American. Lied. So they're accusing George Santos of lying about his heritage. Democrats don't even have to attack George Santos, Republican, because there are so many Republicans attacking George Santos. I am completely done and condemn the Nassau County GOP, the Nassau County Republican Party. Bruce Blakeman, the county executive, right in my eyes, piece of shit. Anthony D'Esposito, congressman, just won in my district, my congressman. He was one of my councilmen who I think is a great guy. Right now, I think he's a piece of shit because none of them are circling the wagons protecting their colleague. They're not going to get a special election. And even if they did, that seat will go Democrat. George Santos stays. He's not resigning. I've been texting with him and telling him, you better not resign. You better not. And he's not going to. He's going to serve the third district. He may only be able to do one term. because of all of the bullshit that the GOP is bringing upon him. Because are they going to shun him from committees? Are they going to do a Marjorie Taylor Greene on him? I mean, look at her. She was talking about Jewish laser beams and all this other bullshit and whatever else they were accusing her of, being a straight-up conspiracy theorist, QAnon queen, whatever the hell they were calling her. She just won re-election. She's a firebrand congresswoman. There's a lot of things around Marjorie Taylor Greene that I'm not going to get into now that probably are going to come out soon enough. But I'm not a big fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And a lot of people up on Capitol Hill know her bullshit too. Yeah, I mean, but all these Democrats that lie. And you can't tell me every Republican out there is a saint. None of them are. Nobody in politics, none of them are a saint. They all have skeletons. And that's why, excuse me, I said on my Twitter today, all of these GOP members, elected politicians who are throwing shade at George Santos and asking him, demanding he resign, calling for criminal investigations, they better check their closets for skeletons, because I'm going to come looking. And I'm going to look into every single one, because I have a list already of who's running their mouth, because I'm going to dig deep, people. I'm going to dig deep. And I love doing it, and I'm good at it, and I will. I don't care that you're a Republican. I sit here. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. I'm a member of the Republican Party. But I'm not going to let you sit here and be a hypocrite. Eric Swalwell was banging a Chinese spy, Fang Fang, and remains on the Intelligence Committee and a member of Congress, completely compromised with the CCP. It was proven. Joe Biden lied about college, lied about scholarships, lied about everything, lied about not sharing with his daughter, lied about so much. Joe Biden, he plagiarized speeches. He had to drop out of two presidential primaries for lying in the 80s. There's videos of him lying and lying and lying. Bill Clinton lied about getting blowjobs in the Oval Office and the White House. Lied about it. Fake it till you make it. They all made it. And there are people out there that are actually saying, oh, it's different. They were lying when they were in office. That should matter. That should matter. Whether you're lying in office or before you get into office. Nobody voted for George Santos based off of where he went to college. Nobody voted for George Santos because of him saying that he was part Jewish or Jewish or whatever the hell he said he was, because of his grandmother. Nobody's voting for George Santos because he worked at Goldman Sachs, which he lied about. Who sits there and votes for somebody because where they went to school, graduated, or worked, or their religion? Because if that's why you're voting for people, for candidates in government, then you are a moron. You have the January 6th committee. How many of those members lied on? Which, by the way, their big nothing burger, they're going to get the big bad orange man. They're going to get the big bad orange man, but they were forced to put out the best piece of documentation that they have ever put out since the forming of the January 6th committee. And that was from Benny Thompson, the chairman of the January 6th committee, to Donald Trump's lawyer, dated December 28th, 2022, and I'm going to read it. It is right here. There it is. 117th Congress Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. December 28th, 2022, to David Harrington, Dillon Law Group in Alexandria, Virginia. Dear Mr. Warrington, in my capacity as chairman of the House Unselect Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, the Fedsurrection, I like to call it, the Select Committee, I issued a subpoena to your client, former President Donald J. Trump, on October 21st, 2022, regarding various records and deposition testimony. As you may know, the Select Committee has concluded its hearings, released its final report, and will very soon reach its end. In light of the imminent end of our investigation, the Select Committee can no longer pursue the specific information covered by the subpoena. Therefore, this letter, I hereby formally withdraw the subpoena issued to former President Trump and notify you that he is no longer obligated to comply or produce records in response to said subpoena. We appreciate your engagement with the Select Committee on this matter. Oh, because they ran out of time, and I called this. They're never going to get him in before the 118th Congress comes in. The January 6th committee is over. They sent their final report, and they stamped their feet, and they clapped their hands. They patted themselves on the back and said, "We refer criminal charges to the DOJ," which means nothing, because the January 6th committee is irrelevant. The January 6th committee has as much relevance to refer criminal charges to the DOJ as you and I picking up the phone, calling the main number at the DOJ and saying, "Hey, Merrick Garland, this is Joe Shit the Rag Man, American citizen, and I want to refer criminal charges against Joe Biden for getting 10% from all of Hunter Biden's business dealings and sharing with his daughter and sniffing kids. Please." That's the relevance it has. None, zero. But of course, the narrative with the mainstream media and all these other moron lunatics out there, they're saying, "Ooh, look, they're referring charges for the big bad orange man. We're going to get him this time." Stop. Enough with the lies. The Uniparty hates you. The GOP is fractured. George Santos won by 8 points in a heavy, heavy Democrat area. And I will say this now. I am confident that George Santos, soon to be Congressman, Representative George Santos of the 3rd District of New York, Congressional District, will legislate and vote America first and his district first. And it's a shame that so many people are falling for the establishment bullshit GOP nonsense, especially from the... So I vowed this, and I support local candidates. I give money to campaigns. I was just talking to my councilman of my township, who is heavy Nassau GOP Republican. He's going to be having an event in February, and I told him, I will not only be there, but with one of my businesses, my cigar company, I will do a sponsorship for a few $1,000s. Well, I'm going to call him this week and say, "Listen, I'm not doing it because I don't believe, I don't have to share the same values as the committee, the GOP committee that you belong to, because they're all garbage and everybody has something to hide and they're all being hypocritical." Instead of saying, "We have to protect this majority, we have to protect these committees, there is work to be done. And we should not be concerned about somebody lying about where they went to school or if they owned property or where they worked. None of it matters." It's to the point now, the Nassau District Attorney's Office, who she's new, she's a Nassau GOP princess because she was chosen to run for that by the Nassau GOP. Well, guess what? She's opening up an investigation to see if any crimes were committed because she was ordered to by the establishment GOP. The Southern District of New York, they're going to open up an investigation to see if any federal crimes were broken about lying where you went to school. I don't think he has a fake doctor's diploma on his wall, and I don't think he had his hands in people's chests doing heart surgery saying he's a doctor. So this is what they do. But what I find very interesting is why does the establishment GOP want to bury this individual, George Santos, so hard? Why did they want to get him now? What are they afraid of? They're even questioning his sexuality. George Santos, since I've known him, is a gay man and he's married to a man. He was married to a woman at one time. And this is another lie they're saying he told. There's a large number of men out there who are married, currently married to women and have kids, who when they're not at home and they're supposedly at work, they're blowing guys. So you're going to question the guy's sexuality? He's gay. Who cares? He's married to a man. Who cares? Maybe that's why the establishment GOP doesn't like him. Maybe because he's gay and maybe he's a little Jewish. I don't know. What's a lie? What's not a lie? Who cares? Will the guy legislate and vote the way we need him in D.C. to protect our rights and to uphold the Constitution of the United States? Where in the Constitution of the United States does it say you can't lie about where you went to school or lie about where you worked? Where does it say it? In this country, and right now, in this day and age, you can identify as a unicorn who is a plumber, who is African-American, and lives in Switzerland. And you, that could be your truth. Oh, you want to bring up the word integrity. Oh, we should have integrity. Not disagreeing, but show me any member, any elected politician who has true integrity. This is why people should not worship politicians, because they will always break your heart. Politicians, celebrities, they are the stripper in the strip club that doesn't like you and just wants your money. These people don't like you. They just want your vote. For the most part. There are people that I respect on Capitol Hill. But that's different than knowing that each one of them tells some sort of bullshit lie. Okay? I talk to a lot of these people, and there's a lot of bullshit lies out there. So if we want to talk about a guy who's not even sworn in yet, then maybe we should start digging into all of the lies and all of the scandals of every single Republican in the Senate and the House. Maybe that's what we need to start doing. Yeah, maybe. We're going to see what happens. And here's another thing. When you run for public office and you become the when you win a primary and you become the Republican nominee and you are backed by the Republican committee of your area, the GOP, that's a big deal. But there is a huge vetting process, at least there used to be, because this all came out after he won the election. Literally, it came out the week after, days after December 10th. And I only say December 10th because George Santos and I together were at the New York Young Republican 110th Gala in New York City. And it came out days after that, if not a week. Okay? So, this is the second time he ran. Okay? First time, he lost, supposedly, although they said it initially he won and actually sent him to Congressman training school and then told him, oh, by the way, you didn't win. Tom Suozzi actually won after the fact when they got all the mail-in votes, you know. But he won this time. Why are you not finding out any of this before you allow this individual to have the support of the Republican Party and make him the Republican nominee? He was not primaried. He ran. No one ran against him in the primary, which tells me that also the Nassau County GOP did not have anybody else that they wanted to run in that seat. And they threw all of their cards and their support behind George Santos in the 3rd District of New York. It's not like they didn't like him from the start. No, they loved the guy. A Hispanic homosexual Republican? Whoa, look at this shiny thing. He's going to win. And he did. He won by 8 points. And with no big help of the Nassau GOP, I want to add. Most of it was grassroots organizations that pounded the pavement for him, like the Long Island Loud Majority. So, and other organizations and people. Whether they're giving donations, having events for him. It really irks me that this is where the Republican Party is, that they will go after their own. When they see the struggles in front of us, they see the struggles for our country. We have Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of Homeland Security, on Christmas Eve? Excuse me. See, not 100%. The flu's got I get all this inflammation on my chest still. So, Secretary Mayorkas, the border's closed. The border's not closed. Well, that's a lie. our southern border is so unsecure. And all of the lies that are surrounding the southern border and its security that have been told. Why are we calling for those people's resignations? Well, I guess maybe we are because there are members of Congress that are hoping when January comes and some of the first things that happens is maybe we get an impeachment and a removal of Secretary Mayorkas from Homeland Security. You know, in a perfect world, maybe Merrick Garland at the DOJ, who completely weaponized it against conservatives since he stepped foot in that office. And we're just going to sit here and we're going to let them give all this money to Ukraine. And somebody said to me today, said, well, if you condone George Santos lying about where he went to school, then you should have no problem with what Joe Biden did. Now, I have a problem with all of the lying. But we allowed the liars to fake it and make it. We, the people, allowed that to happen. And we have so many people that did that. The sitting president, air quotes, is a complete and compulsive liar. Plagiarized speeches. Dropped out of 2 presidential primaries because he is a liar. AOC, Sandy from the Block, that's what they called her. She made it seem that she was some poor Bronx bartender. And she got off the street and she ran for office. And she's the example of the American dream. The little Latina girl. She's a bartender. The only bartender known to man that brings nothing to the table. And she ran and she won. Her whole existence is a lie. AOC was a privileged girl who grew up on a tree-lined street in Westchester, close enough to the Bronx. They fabricated her. They fabricated her story. She went to Boston College, for God's sake. Some poor Bronx Latina bartender from the Bronx, is going to Boston College. Whatever the hell you call it, dancing and twirling on a roof with her Boston shirt on. No, AOC is privileged. AOC has done worse than George Santos did about lying where he went to school. AOC lied. Her story was fabricated so she can win an election. George Santos did not lie about his schooling again. His employment to win an election. AOC lied about not being privileged and being the poor Spanish broad from the Bronx who's a bartender, never had a real job, to win an election. Who's deceiving who here? And how many times did she almost die in office? So what are we doing? Ilhan Omar's citizenship in this country is a sham. No one wants to really jump on that. But we're over here, you know, Department of Homeland Security in less than 3 months released 1,400 illegal alien convicts into the United States. Illegal alien convicted criminals that were in detention because they came over the border illegally, released 1,400 of them into American communities in less than 3 months. That's from the Department of Homeland Security. The numbers don't lie. Right now, people, I don't have confidence in the 118th Congress. The Republicans, I don't have confidence. They can't pick a speaker. They can't figure that out. All this infighting at each other's throats, going after members of Congress who aren't even sworn in yet on their side. It doesn't make sense at all. But we still have the Pentagon that's prioritizing white rage, pronouns, and coronavirus issues and data over military suicides. Literally. And that obese people are healthy people and should be looked at as like some sort of influence on our young people. It's bizarre world. We're going into 2023 very soon, couple days, and it's wild. I can't even put into words how I feel about going into this new year with what we have in front of us. We have Donald Trump running for president, which I think is great. Mark Meadows is probably going to be running for president. I'm thinking Ron DeSantis is going to announce fairly shortly after the new year. I just have that gut feeling, which I am Team Trump. I am Team Trump through and through. I want Donald Trump to get his third win. And I want to see Ron DeSantis run for president in 2028. That's what I want to see. They want to treat us as if we are true Nazi fascists, which we aren't. We want our country protected. We want the Constitution protected. We want people to be able to come here legally. We don't want people here illegally. We don't want people coming here and breaking the law. It's not what we want. It's not what anybody wants. We're tired of the high taxes. We're tired of the weaponization of the IRS. We're tired of all of this dark money that are going into campaigns. And then it's just, oh, look over here. There's nothing to see here. They're worried about guys who are elected to Congress who may have lied about a resume, which is not uncommon. It's happened so many times. More than the cliche, dare I say, Ghislaine Maxwell's client list. Had a conversation with somebody about that the other day. Just, is that it? It's gone? All those people that she's in jail for getting clients for the most sickest pedophile that probably walked the face of the earth right now. Although there's probably more out there in Hollywood and government. And we're just supposed to forget about this list. It's sealed somewhere. You know, and if it was sealed and if it was sealed by a federal judge, which I don't remember that might have happened, that federal judge should be under the jail. Anybody who's protecting any of these pedophiles, no matter who's on that list, who's on that client list, why isn't that client list being investigated and those people being pressured into answering why they're on this list? Why is that not happening? Is it going to happen? Are people going to be held accountable now that we, the Republicans, the conservatives, have this narrow majority in the House? Are we going to see hearings and investigations on Fauci and the nonsense that he pulled? And Eric, Alejandro Mayorkas and the southern border, Merrick Garland and the weaponizing of the DOJ and his office, Joe Biden and his dealings with his son's businesses, 10% for the big guy, and the laptop. Why not investigate Nancy Pelosi and what they did not look into as far as January 6th? Why was the National Guard not accepted by Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. mayor? Why did Nancy Pelosi have a film crew with her on January 6th? Why are we not seeing her emails the weeks before January 6th? and phone calls. So many unanswered questions. Again, Eric Swalwell banging a Chinese spy on the Intelligence Committee. Compromised. Well, we're not going to do anything about him. We're just going to watch him post on Twitter about Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Adam Kinzinger, another loser, Liz Cheney, another loser. Like, if we're going to start going after people for lying, then we better start going after everybody for lying about whatever they're lying about. Oh, you lied about where you went to school? Again, I don't care. I do care that someone lied about their military career, because that's on just a completely different shitty level. You might have been in the military, but you're going to lie about what you've done and it's documented. You're going to compromise yourself with a Chinese spy. You're, you know, Joe Biden lied while he was in office in the Senate, but it benefited him to the highest office in the land. It's sort of cheating and rigging, but I mean, we need to look at that lying. They'll just laugh at you because they don't care. Okay. When Texas goes into a deep freeze and Ted Cruz brings his daughter to Cancun or whatever it is, poor timing, and gets lambasted for it and attacked. But meanwhile, New York, the country, sees the biggest winter storm in decades, where I think in New York, 28 people died or 37 people total. And Joey Bag of Donuts is going to, you know, was it St. Croix? I hear that the kids smell really good over in St. Croix. And there's no accountability. There's nobody going after him for that. Nobody. And if you do, you know, you're a piece of shit. What are you doing going after the great unifier? He's on vacation. It's the holidays. Well, I don't know. The country's freezing. People are dying, trapped in their cars. I don't know. Maybe he should be here. Ted Cruz in Texas goes into a freeze. Ted Cruz goes to Cancun and everybody loses their mind. Joe Biden flees the country and it's like, fuck you. Fuck you, that's why. That's basically what they're doing now. It's when the Republicans do something, good taste, bad taste, doesn't matter. It's a big thing. Mainstream media attacks them. Let's dehumanize them. Let's just completely ridicule them and destroy them in public. They're pieces of shit. Democrats do the same exact thing. And you question them and they look at you and they say, well, fuck you, that's why. And that's what they do. And again, to those who get offended over the cursing from time to time, I don't apologize. I'm unapologetic. This is me. We have a lot of work to do, people, because again, the uniparty, Republicans and Democrats, establishment Republicans, progressive Democrats, they all hate you. There are things that they do love, and that's money and power, enriching themselves. Make no mistake. I mean, Ukraine just sold its soul to the World Economic Forum for money. He will sell his mother, Zelensky, for money. He is the biggest and most successful laundromat manager in the world. And he shows up here in his sweatshirt and sells us a $50 billion signed flag and makes out with Nancy Pelosi. But there's nothing to see there. We have a congressman-elect that lied about where he went to school and that he might be Jewish. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. The humanity. I don't even know what to say. He should be hung. No. I think he should be Speaker of the House, to be honest with you. I think George Santos should be Speaker of the House. He's based. I like his style. I think he's going to vote and legislate great. Yeah. Oh, here we go. A cursing Trump supporter who acts like Trump. Loser Trump, and so are you. God bless people for having to deal with ungodly people. Oh, thanks, Kathy. I appreciate that. I'm so glad you're here. A cursing Trump supporter. What are you, a kid sniffing Biden supporter? What are you? I love trolls. Yeah. They're all just exciting. Anyway, I think that's it. I wanted to pop on for an hour. The year is ending. I wasn't even going to do a show tonight. I had this stuff on my mind. You know what? I like the interaction. You're all always great. So today's Thursday. Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, I will be with my boy James Curry for Freedom Friday. We're going to have Natalie Denise on. Natalie Denise has been doing unbelievable coverage on the Balenciaga scandal. And she's got some stuff brewing and cracking on some other clothing designers and something out of Ukraine with exploited children in fashion. I saw some stuff that she's got brewing there. So I'm hoping she'll want to get into that a little bit tomorrow night, which it'll be 9 p.m. Eastern for Freedom Friday. Natalie Denise, she's great. She does a lot of stuff with the border. And she's been doing, I heard about the Balenciaga saga weeks before from Natalie Denise on her channel on YouTube. And she just goes by Natalie Denise. Then I did before anybody else started talking about it. Literally, she was the first one to start talking about it. And she has a tremendous following. So it just snowballed. And but she from what I saw, broke it in decentralized media world, meaning not mainstream. But yeah, and then Saturday, which is New Year's Eve, I will be Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, will be the Great Steak Breakfast with me and the boys from the Steak for Breakfast podcast, which I'm actually going to be on their show tomorrow. Tomorrow's their 200th episode, Steak for Breakfast, 200th episode. It's not live. It's audio only. I implore you to go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, look up Steak for Breakfast, subscribe to their podcast along with mine, The Great Divide podcast with Alan Jacoby. Subscribe to both. I will be on there tomorrow for their 200th episode with Christina Bob, Cash Patel, a lot of Mike Crispy, a lot of other personalities coming through. That's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to that. So I'll be on Steak for Breakfast tomorrow. That episode will pop Friday night. And then live tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, I'll be We the People Radio. Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, The Great Steak Breakfast. I will, we're coming into a new year, and I hope everybody has a great new year. You're spending it with your family. It's amateur night, so if you are going out, please be careful on New Year's Eve. I couch surf on New Year's Eve. My days of going out are over. I like to be home with the family and things like that. And I'm looking forward to my Christmas redo next week because of the flu. I hope, again, you all had a great Christmas out there. And I look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Freedom Friday. So until then, I will see you soon. God bless.